Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into another 5-minute morning edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. Blair Angulo joined by National Recruiting Editor at 24/7 Sports, Brandon Huffman. We are here to discuss the commitment of top 24/7 linebacker Blake Nicholson. Huff, he is taking his talents to Florida.
In recent years, I would say that the Florida State pipeline out from California has had some guys. Obviously, out on the West Coast, you've got A.J. Duffy, who was a former Southern California native, played his last year at IMG, goes out there to Florida State. You have, obviously, on the team right now, Johnny Wilson and Micah Pittman that are both Southern California natives. But Blake Nicholson was kind of a later offer for the Noles. But there was a connection there between that staff and Blake Nicholson. And a guy who I would have said, you know, 6 months ago is a lock to end up in the Pac-12, instead is headed down to the Sunshine State to play for Florida State.
Considering the obstacles and maybe some of the other hurdles that Florida State is now facing, having to deal not only with Mario Cristobal and his energetic recruiting style at Miami, and then obviously Billy Napier and what he's been able to do at Florida, this is a significant win for Coach Norvell, for that staff to go across the country and come into the state of California and land a top 24/7 prospect.
Yeah, and I think what's the most fascinating part about it is that, you know, that 1 week in July where the quiet period opens up and guys can take visits after the majority of July is a dead period ends up being what really swung this in Florida State's direction. Because, you know, he took an official visit to Florida State in June, then took an official visit to Oregon. And again, you know, he named his final three on the 4th of July of Oregon, Florida State, and UCLA. And I would have said at that point, I would have probably put my money on Oregon getting him. He had taken an unofficial visit earlier in the month of June, then took the official. But when they got him down there in that last week in July, it wasn't just a quick, you know, 1 day, 2 day visit. Florida State, because they were playing a game earlier, they had playing a week zero game, they started practicing that last week in July. And that gave Nicholson an opportunity to do something he wasn't able to do on the official visit. And that was to really watch the Florida State coaches in action, watching them practice, watching Randy Shannon coach the linebackers, and, you know, spend more time not with Norvell, just, you know, doing the typical meetings that you do on an unofficial visit, but also getting to really watch them coach, really sitting on those meetings. And that week turned out to be the difference maker and why Florida State was able to weather kind of the surprise unofficial visit he took to Oregon over the weekend and land his commitment on Tuesday night.
Huff, there's a lot to like about the Noles class here in 2023 and in this current cycle. Top 100 defensive lineman Keldrick Falk is already committed. They've also got a pledge from Keith Sampson. He's another top 24/7 player from the state of North Carolina, defensive lineman. A couple other four stars, including edge Lamont Green Jr. When you think about Blake Nicholson and his potential in that defense at the next level, what do you see? What's your projection for the top 24/7 prospect?
Well, I mean, he's got tremendous athleticism. He could probably play, you know, any of two or three spots as linebacker. He could even be a pretty good safety, a strong safety. If you bring up into the box, you could drop him into coverage. I mean, he's one of the most athletic players that you're going to find in the West region with incredible testing numbers, great testing marks. You know, he's a 4.6, 4.5, 4.6, 40 guy. He's got, you know, a tremendous L cone, tremendous shuttle. He was the second leading scorer in the state of California as a junior for rushing touchdowns. He's been playing running back for Manteca High School. tackle. So he's got the athleticism. Now, he's going to go to Florida State to play linebacker, but he's got translatable athleticism that you can plug him in to three or four different spots, and I think he'd be able to play those positions really well. He's a three-down backer. You can use him to stuff the run. You can drop him into coverage. He can play inside. He can play outside, but he's got a lot of positional versatility and the athleticism that makes any position he plays defensively one that he should be able to take to pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's that flexibility that allows him to fit in different spots that makes him so attractive, and it's a position, I think, that is so important in the modern day college football landscape. Now, we think about the dominoes. We already talked about what this means for Florida State. What does this mean for Oregon missing out on a player on the West Coast?
Well, I think that's why you kind of saw them ramp it up with Jerry Mixon about 6 weeks ago, when Jerry Mixon went to the Oregon camp at the end of July, when we talked about that week that Blake Nicholson was down in Tallahassee. Oregon pivoted to Jerry Mixon to make sure that they had a landing spot or a soft landing in case they lost Nicholson. So they were able to get Mixon, who's another big linebacker. In fact, we've seen the two of those guys at a number of camps together all spring, a lot of 7-on-7 tournaments. And, you know, Nicholson's a little bit more athletic than Mixon. Mixon's a little bit longer, a little bit bigger, but both are two of the better linebackers in Northern California. And so, you know, if that's the quote-unquote consolation prize for Oregon, I think they will gladly take it, especially with Oregon wanting to prioritize recruiting in the Bay Area. That's a big win. And Tosh LePoy finally gets a Mixon after missing out on his cousin Joe about 10 years ago when he was at the University of Washington.
Yeah, Blake Nicholson taking his talents to the state of Florida, playing for the Seminoles, top 24/7 linebacker from the state of California. Huff, thank you so much for joining us to break it all down.
Anytime, Blair.
All right, that is Brandon Huffman. You can catch both of us every week on Mondays on the West of the Rest podcast here on this very feed. Remember, if you watch this video on YouTube, please like it and subscribe to the 24/7 Sports YouTube channel. For Brandon Huffman, our producer Lance Flynn, I am Blair Angulo. Thank you so much for tuning into this 5-minute morning edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
I'm Mark Chapman. Welcome to the Planet Premier League podcast. Each week, Cesc Fabregas, Nader Manua and myself talk all things Premier League.
As a player, you don't have time to talk. No. You don't have time to make a plan. You just need to deal with wave after wave after wave.
We watched Coach Carter and he said, oh, afterwards, the game's just about doing this for your teammates. And I remember looking around halfway through the film and half the squad was asleep.
Planet Premier League. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.